Passage 2. When I turned 12, I worked summers at my father's small brick cleaning business. I remember the harsh, acid smell of the cleaning solution and the scraping sound of stiff iron brushes against rough brick. It was tempting to hurry a job just to finish, but anybody who worked for Thomas Calhoun had to meet his standards, and that included me. If I messed up, he made me stay late until I got it right. My father wasn't being mean. He demanded the same of himself. Every brick he cleaned on a house stood out like a red jewel in a white setting. It was his signature. In 1970, when I was 20, I got married and moved out of my parents' modest place into a housing project. Drugs and gang violence were just beginning to plague the projects. Some of my friends went to jail. Some were killed. My wife, Verlin, was 18, and nobody gave our marriage a chance. But we believed in each other, and our faith made us strong. When we married, I worked as a stock clerk at Southwest Superfoods. It was hard, tedious work. Each Friday night, a truck came with cases of food that had to be unloaded, priced, and placed on shelves. Most of the stock clerks tried to get Friday night off, but I was always ready to work. By Saturday morning, all the cans and jars in my aisle were placed with the labels facing smartly out, like a line of soldiers on review. That was my signature. I took pride in a job nobody wanted.
Questions 19 to 21 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 19. What do we learn about the speaker's father? Question 20. What does the speaker say about the housing project? Question 21. What do we learn about the speaker as a stock clerk?